Testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, I've got 4 short sections here that are going to fill in the gaps for the interviews, and that should be it.
Okay.
Let's see if you want it.
Let's make that adjustment and be sure we're being heard here. Okay. Need to go back to number 17. When you were coming up, what kind of cooking utensils did your mother have around the house to use?
Wrought iron skillets for the most thing. We didn't have any aluminum ware at all. And tin cups is mostly.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a modern stuff. You didn't have a thing with wrought iron mostly. Even the stoves is cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't any modern items at all. Up until about 1910, it began to come on.
The interruption already.
Make sure, well, yeah.
Really? She's all alone?
Yeah. Lives alone.
Can't blame her for wanting companionship. So you had the skillet. And what did the skillet look like?
Skillet is a big pan with a long handle on it, weighing about 3 pounds, about 18 inches wide.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of, did it have a flat or a round bottom to it?
Kind of a round bottom. No square at all. Everything was round.
Mm-hmm. So you
two parts were round. Everything was round. And no other style at all. Everything was round, perfectly round.
So you didn't have an eye on the stove to put it on, did you?
Yeah, we have an open place. I had a lid on the stove. You take the lid off or leave it on.
Oh, I see. They
set it on. That was cast iron. You couldn't hurt it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. I see. Did it have legs on it?
No, sir.
Did you ever
You're talking about a skillet now, yeah?
Yeah.
No legs at all.
Okay. Did you ever have anything that looked like a skillet that had legs on it?
Not at that time. And in the first 15 years of 1900s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, did you have a large open container? Sometimes you would boil clothes in it?
Yeah, they call it a wash pot. That was cast iron, too. That had legs on it.
Mm-hmm.
A cast iron, and they used wood that you set it on bricks up high so the heat could get under it.
Mm-hmm.
They used wood. And then they had charcoal burners for heating side irons at that time, see.
Mm-hmm.
You put charcoal in there, and it did what the electric iron does today,
mm-hmm.
to a side iron. And they just put that in, there, don't smother nothing, it's clear. You have to clean your iron, they didn't soil your clothes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what did you call the vessel that you heated water for tea and coffee in?
Well, they used it was a pot, not a pot, it was a kettle, mostly
mm-hmm.
a kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was tin, sometimes it was copper. But tin was mostly used.
But that wasn't made out of iron like the others?
No, sir. Now, they did have some pots of iron, but not very many.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And did they have a flat or a round bottom to that?
Round bottom.
Okay, what do you call the vessel that you put the flowers in when you set flowers at a table?
Well, vases.
Okay. And what are the cooking utensils that you had to eat with when you were coming up?
Well, we had mostly tin forks, not much silver. We had service knives and forks.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them were steel, coated with